All right, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. If everybody could please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lynn, if you would please do the roll call.
Trustee Dye?
Here.
Trustee Freckleton?
Here.
Trustee Howard?
Here.
Trustee Quiatek?
Here.
Trustee Lloyd?
Here.
Trustee Lubai?
Here.
Trustee Lupoli?
Here.
And are there any requests for public participation?
No requests.
Great, thank you. With that, we will go on to the public hearing of policies. Right?
Good afternoon. We have before you policy 1.02. This is a second reading of the policy, which relates to the revised mission statement of the college. It is a second reading, so if there are no questions, we're requesting your approval of this second reading of the policy.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes.
Great. Thank you.
Anything on the consent agenda that somebody would like to pull and discuss separately? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. Got a few items, information only, some agreements and surplus donations as usual in your packet. And with that, I will turn it over to Dr. Labasso.
Thank you, and I hope you all enjoyed the workshop today and got to see yet another asset that the college has for not only our students but the community. We been busy. We had a successful retreat since our last meeting, which was good. I was involved in a meeting with Boeing, with Embry-Riddle University, to talk about their relocation here and how Daytona State College can help in their needs. We also had our athletic banquet to wrap up the year, and thanks Randy and Lloyd for attending the banquet. And Lloyd got a special recognition for being the number one fan and got a signed soccer ball from the women's soccer team there. We hosted our, I don't know what year this is now, how many songwriters?
Seven.
Seven? Seven. Seven songwriters festival, and many of you were there for the ribbon cutting, and from what I gather, it was a pretty well-attended weekend, so thanks to that. And then we had our Cork and Fork event. Unfortunately, I was not at that event. It was the first one I missed, and that was another record-breaking event. I don't know how many, Kristen, was there. You said about 380-some-odd attendees. So I think, Kelly, you were there, right? Yeah, okay. So so a lot of food and a lot of drink, and
awesome.
Everything went well. So very good. And then and I was updating y'all, and our women's flag football team in their inaugural year made it to the national championship. So unfortunately came up short, but that's quite a run in year one to go that far. So kudos to the women's flag football team. And then again, thanks for attending the commencement ceremonies. They were, I think, well attended, ran well, and again, it's kind of like the Super Bowl of what we do to watch those students cross the stage. So we had a very successful, three ceremonies, and you can see the baccalaureate ceremony growing over the years, and it's just neat. If you didn't notice, we graduated three cardiopulmonary. That new baccalaureate that we just started. So we graduated three cardiopulmonary graduates, the first ones. And so I had a noted increase in our BS in accounting graduates, which is good. We've hired a couple of our own graduates, which is a good thing. And so it's nice to see those programs growing as well. And then last week I did a visit with the airport to have further discussions about, potential location of the airframe and power plant building. Keeping our fingers crossed that we get the funding here in the next few weeks, if session settles, that we get that funding. So we're continuing to work on that project and making some progress there. So, and that's it for my report.
Okay, thank you. Rodney, back to you, right?
Good afternoon again. We have before you a couple of easements. The first one is an easement to Florida Power and Light, and it is an easement to reroute the underground transformer to the new proposed residential housing. So we'd be happy to answer any questions, and if none, request the board's approval for the granting of this easement.
So moved. Second.
Questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Great. Thank you. The next one is an easement to People's Gas System. It is an easement at the ATC. It's for a natural gas line for a new generator there. So we'd be happy to answer any other questions. And if none, request the board's approval for this easement.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Great. Thank you.
I missed finance. How could I do that?
Oh, I gotta give you the remote.
Thank you.
Okay, good afternoon. Today we have the financial report for the period through April 30th, 2025. Just 2 months remaining, so we're over 83% through the fiscal year at this point in time. Starting right out, we have some tremendous news. If you look at the first item, we've collected $29.6 million of our overall student tuition and fee budget. That's 102%, meaning we've exceeded our budget by 2%. You'll see in the graph there, in dollars, that's about $600,000 above what we budgeted in student tuition and fee revenue. So enrollment's up. 2 months to go. It's a great sign. We've had a good fall, good spring. Summer's looking strong, and early signs of next fall are even looking positive. So, great trend. We've collected now $54 million, or 81% of our other state revenues. $5.3 million, or 75% of our other revenue sources, and $5.3 million. 100% of our board-approved transfers for the year. So in total, the college has now collected $94.2 million, or 87% of the operational budget, through April 30th. Taking a look at our expenditures, we've now expended $59.2 million, or 78% of the personnel budget. $23.1 million, or 82% of our current expense budget, has been obligated. Of that, we've expended $19.7 million, and have encumbered the remaining $3.4 million. The college has obligated $2.7 million of its capital outlay budget, that's 62%, and of that, we've expended $1.7 million and have encumbered the remaining $1 million still. So in total, the college now obligated $85 million of its overall $108 million budget, that's 79%. If you peel back those encumbrances, we've expended $80.6 million, or 75% of the budget. So looking good, again, from an expenditure standpoint, we probably should come in under budget on the expense side, which always helps our rollover funds, our reserves. So that's a positive indication when revenue is coming in more than budget and expenses are coming in under budget. That's a great formula to have. Okay, our carry forward, speaking of, here's our carry forward Fund 1 reserves. We started the year with $25.5 million. Of that, 5% is the state required reserve of just over $6 million, board designated reserve of $1.6 million, unallocated reserve of $17.1 million, and then our rollover and encumbrances, $739,000 from the prior year. So we have a net projected fund balance of $27.9 million through April 30th. Okay, looking at the year-over-year, our revenues, budget versus actual, you can see we've now collected 87% of our overall revenue budget versus 85% at the same point in time last year. Very consistent. And here's a look at the three-year analysis of tuition and fees. As I stated, we're doing very well. $29.6 million collected through April 30th. Last year, at this time, we collected $26.8 million. That is roughly a $2.8 million increase from the prior year and just over 10%. So it's very positive year so far, and we look to end even better. So this is a great sign. Looking at our expenditures, budget to actual year over year, you can see we've now personnel. We've expended 78% of our overall personnel budget. Last year at this time, we had expended 74%. Obligated 82% of our current expense budget. Last year we were at 76% of current expenses, and we've obligated 62% of our capital outlay budget, whereas we were at 60% last year at this point in time. So even on the expenditure side, very, very consistent spending habits, as the college routinely does. Okay, flipping over to Fund 7, our capital projects budget. This slide, again, shows all the major funding sources of our capital outlay funds. And summarized is the next slide here, where we started the year with $49.3 million roughly. Revenue received to date, another $14.4 million. And total expended and encumbered at $45.3 million. Of that amount, we have $40.9 million, almost $41 million expended, and the remaining $4.3 million roughly is encumbered, tied to open purchase orders still. So net projected fund balance as of April 30th is the $18.3 million you see at the bottom. Of that, $5.2 million is committed to date, and the remaining is uncommitted and available, about $13 million. The next couple of slides is our major projects, so those that are over $250,000 threshold individually. You can see we got 24 major projects that are in progress. Some are close to wrapping up, others are just getting started and various stages. So we got 24 major. Estimated cost of those 24 is the $84.7 million. Won't go through the entire list, but I will highlight the bottom three are new additions. You probably saw it when you came up the elevator, the Building 100 restroom renovations to build floor three and the fourth floor. It's going to be wrapping up soon, but that project we're anxious to get done. DSE-UFC Building 150 renovation. It's a project that we have on there with a completion date of July 2025. And then the DeLand Library expansion is a new project added to the list, and that's slated for August of 2025.
I want to note if you go back to one slide, you can see the multi-purpose field has a July completion date. That's not going to happen, having some delays. I'll leave it at that at the moment. But we're hosting the national championship in November, so we really need these fields complete. So if we may have to call a special board meeting if we can get at least the majority here to approve that final GMP on there. So we're pushing and trying to get, hopefully get final drawing so we can get a GMP to you next month. But next month's meeting is kind of right around the corner, and so it probably unlikely, but it should come shortly after that if we're successful in our conversations this week with the architect. And so just a heads up, because we really want to try to get that done. It won't be done in July, obviously, and we're hoping August, and that's not going to happen. So now we're shooting for September, but we have to get things approved as soon as we can get those final drawings.
Tom, I know summer is a hectic month. I forget, do we have to have the exact amount approved, or can we approve a motion that gives you some latitude if the board's comfortable doing that? What's the statutory requirement?
Yeah, we can look into it, see if we can craft something for the June board
meeting.
Right.
That I was gives thinking us just as a fallback position.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We can take a look at that.
Okay. So that concludes the financial report, unless there's any other questions or comments on that.
Marty, you said next year was looking good already enrollment-wise, too?
Yeah, summer, I know, summer enrollment's around 15%, and I want to say early fall is about the same, if I remember, looking at the early enrollment report. Now, there's a lot of time to be had between now and then, but, yeah, looking very, very positive signs on enrollment.
Yeah, summer's pretty solid. Fall was like around 12, but it toggles. Get a little bigger swings this time of the year, but
14.4 is, I think, the fall.
14.4. Yeah. Yeah,
that's too healthy for 2 years in a row to have a good run like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Next item is just my informational item. Each month we bring the checks and payments, everything over $50,000 individually. This is for the month of April. The entire list and. All is the normal course of business, nothing unusual there. And one additional item I have that I normally would bring in the June board meeting, as you know, we bring all uncollectible student accounts receivable to the board, those amounts that are that we've exhausted all measures on and are now to the point where we need to write them off or look to the board to approve such. So we've sent them to collections, done our due diligence letters, phone calls, collection agencies, and so forth. So the total amount, as you can see in the memo here, is $31,705.38. This is for the 21-22 academic year and only represents 0.1% of the total student fee revenues for that year, which was $30.8 million. I can tell you, we've had a few really good years. If you recall, we got the HERF money, the Higher Education Emergency Relief Funds, the federal stimulus funds, a few years back that allowed us to pay off student debt. You know, so we did that. Receivables came way down, and we've lived off that for a few years. And starting next year, we'll see our receivables climb back up to the ordinary numbers. You know, if you recall, those were several hundred thousand is the more typical write-off. So it was nice. It was a good run for a few years, but I just want to prepare the board for next year. We'll probably be back up in that, you know, up in that upper tier again. So, but for this particular write-off year, great, very low number, and we're recommending that the board approve the write-offs of the uncollectible accounts receivable in the amount of $31,705.38 for fiscal year 2024-25.
So moved.
Discussion?
Go ahead. Second.
Okay. Marty, do you ever go to the court and get a lien on, so get a judgment on the money that's owed? Because, as you know, there's a lot of circumstances where when somebody wants to do this, they have to do that. And so I'm just curious if we've ever explored that, especially when you start talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. That kind of gets my attention.
That's a great question, Randy. I don't know that we've done, you know, any liens per se. I know that we will.
Well, it's not a lien, and that's on me. It's you would go to the court and you would present the case that shows that you're owed a certain amount of money, and they would then award a judgment in your favor.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone recalls. We can look into that. I know we'll go to the state attorney's office on a return check, but I know this is separate. Aside from that, we do, as you see in the memo, we do continue to try to collect on those old balances. I have it right here. We, even on that old year, we collected $38,000 and some odd dollars of debt that we previously wrote off. So we still sometimes get collections on even older balances. But, taking it one step further, I'm not.
I don't think we've ever done that. We go through the collection process. It goes to collection agencies, so they get a ding on their credit. And then we hold there's a hold on their account. So if they reappear or want to, they changed the law a few years ago. We used to be able to hold transcripts carte blanche. Now we can't. we can only hold
registration.
The transcript for the semester that they owe, which still can hurt them if they want to send transcripts. If they want to go to another school and we hold those transcripts, and that's why we get some payment, you know, from that. So that's the only mechanisms that I'm aware we've ever used to try to collect on debt that's written off.
Maury, what's like the average per student? So that's even in a normal year, so go back to where it's, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars. If you looked at any single individual student, just on average, what is it going to look like?
That I don't have. Yeah, I can get it for you, Randy.
I mean, I guess it's pretty low.
It is.
So it has to be a trade-off of how much you want to pursue. And I don't know how much it would cost, Randy, to do what you're suggesting.
Yeah, it's really.
It ends up being kind of a, you're throwing good money after bad. You got to get somebody to do it either at a very discounted rate in order to make it worthwhile. Mm-hmm. So that's a tall order.
Yeah, I mean, you can see that's why we do the analysis compared to what we brought in that year. It's a very small percent. Even when we get up to several hundred thousands, it's under 1% of our total student revenue collections for that particular year. So the write-off is really nominal. You know, it's not uncommon where we stack up well against our sister schools in that same. Mm-hmm. When we analyze versus those, we're really right there. But I mean, if there are any other, yeah, we actually utilize two collection agencies. So we first, you know, start with one and then it goes to the second.
I would just maybe suggest then that you, you know, ask the collection agency about securing a judgment, because if you're going to go borrow money to buy a house,
yeah,
you're not going to be able to do it with an outstanding judgment.
Absolutely.
And even though it's 1%, it's still a number. So, but that won't stand in the way of my.
No, worth exploring. We'll dig into it some.
Yeah, and maybe at the next meeting we would give the answer to that.
Give an update.
So it'd be nice to know the average per student, just kind of how much it is. Okay. So, any other questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Just two minor issues to discuss today. Every 3 to 5 years, we bring forth the continuing services contracts for architect services. This year, we had 12 firms that submitted for continuing services under the architect contract, and we narrowed those down to six. Those six firms were DLR, Houseman Architect, Hunt Brady, IMG, PQH, and Spiesel. We're recommending that the board approve all six firms for architectural continuing services, and I believe this is for a 3-year period.
Motion. Second?
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, as Dr. Labasso said, we continue to work on the aircraft airframe mechanics program. Back in January 16th, the board approved pre-construction for Barton Malloy for construction of this program. Facility Services has negotiated fees for pre-construction in the amount of $97,785. We're recommending that the board approve the contract for construction management pre-construction to Barton Malloy for $97,785.
Motion. Second.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Gary, your favorite subject.
Gary's topic.
Ah, yes.
It's like I have heard that Trustee Labai really likes this particular topic, so... So from Academic Affairs, we only have one item today. It is for information only. This is our semesterly report on textbook costs and in other instructional materials. And I'm happy to take any questions that anybody might have about our list.
really appreciate the hard work that you all do with us. Keep those costs down.
Anybody else have comments or questions on the material that was provided? Great. I'll echo the comments. Great work. Always adds up, and appreciate all you do.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. On to constituent heads.
Okay. Our first, we do not have a report for SGA, and I did text Natasha at graduation, giving her kudos for her speech, and asked her how things were going, and things are moving in South Africa time. So it's taken her a little bit longer to get through the process. They're not very efficient, her words, but they, but she's moving forward, and she hopes to try to get here, you know, and be able to stop by and, you know, at some conversations and, you know, at Bob and Randy, if it works out, maybe we can do a presentation of her diploma or something here at a board meeting if it works out, because I know she's, you know, she's got plans to, you know, move on and not be in this area, so I don't know how that'll shake out, but if we can, we will do something, you know, recognize her here.
And if we can't time it with a board meeting, maybe we can just get whoever could come and have a lunch or something.
We'll do that.
It'd be nice to recognize her.
Yep. Very good. For Administrative Council, we have Anaris Inman.
He's not here, but he sent a message. He wanted to send thank you to all the administrators who volunteered their time for the commencement ceremonies, and their next scheduled meeting is June 10th, at which election results will be announced.
Very good. All right, and we have the new Combined Career and Professional Employee Council, and that's April Brunning.
Hello, everyone. So we're excited to share with you our new Career and Professional Council. It's been rebranded to the CAPE Council, and that name reflects our renewed vision and commitment to professional growth and collaboration across all of our campuses. This week, we're going to hold a meeting to approve amended bylaws that align with our updated mission and structure, and conduct elections for our new officers. We're really excited for the changes, and we hope to that these changes will strengthen our connection across the institution and better support our shared goals. We are enthusiastic about the direction of our CAPE Council, and we're confident that the positive impact that we'll have on the institution in the future. And thank you again for your continued support and leadership.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And Faculty Senate, Paul Capps.
Good afternoon. This will probably be, the shortest report I've ever given. Senate has not met since the last time this body met. The faculty are either knee-deep in starting the new semester or on vacation and not worried about emailing me about anything. So I've not heard a peep, and we're in good shape. No real report. Thank you.
Good report. All right. That concludes the constituent reports.
Thank you, Paul. I have two action items at this meeting. The first is an approval of an amendment to Dr. Labasso's employment contract. As you all know, we are very fortunate that he has agreed to extend his contract with us and let us add another year to it, which we are very fortunate for. We want to thank you again for your leadership. It takes a team, but it takes a leader that moves the team in the right direction, and we're grateful for all you do. So if I could have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
The second is to approve the calendar for our meetings for the 25-26 fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Great, thank you. And that I will be brief also. I just want to say, first off, thanks again to Tom, for all he does for this institution. You've really moved it forward, as has your team around the table, all the faculty and staff not here. On behalf of the board, congratulations. Thanks for all you do. It's great at the commencement just to see the end result of an amazing year. Always probably one of my favorite ceremonies at any college or university. And, you know, it's always fascinating to me just the different emotions across the spectrum of the certificates and the associate's degrees and the bachelor's degrees. And it's exciting to see the proud students and the proud parents about to go out. And, you know, I say it at every commencement I go to, and I can show facts to back it up, but there is no better investment to change the life of a student and their family for generations to come than higher ed. Sometimes in the popular media, you don't see that, but the data is there. So for those of you that get the job done day in and day out, just know that you are changing lives in a very positive way, not just for the graduates, I said, but for their family and for generations that come after them. So as a board, we greatly appreciate all you do. To the board, it's just, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to be associated with a group like this. Great diversity of backgrounds and thoughts and great comments. I love when you guys have questions and ask for ways to, you know, maybe improve on some little aspect of what the college is doing. So look forward to another great year of doing that with all of you. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Lloyd.
Thank you. I will second the comments about the graduation ceremony, and I said in my remarks at the evening graduation ceremony that although we say that we are volunteers, that does not mean that we are not paid. Our reward is that ceremony, and such a great event. And Tom, you perfected the left pitch, the left-handed pitch for the diplomas was a smashing success. So, you know, all worked out well, and so great to see all those students. And happy graduates, happy families. And
say I'm coachable. Bob changed a 10-year routine I had down from right to left to left to right. So
yeah, it worked out. It all worked out.
I saw one fumble.
Yeah.
My first fumble in 11 years. Yeah.
But great event. Looking forward to kind of digging in. And next meeting we'll be talking about our budget, hopefully.
Yeah.
Let's keep an eye on that one and keep our fingers crossed that we have a budget to discuss at our next meeting. And looking forward to a great summer.
Well, I do. I want to say before I get into the graduation, it's a season, right, of commencement. So I've had more than a couple to go to, and it causes me to remember the impact that the faculty that you know, that was present in my life, going through different levels of education, and what a difference it makes. So you all should be never, ever take for granted that whether you're making the difference. Some of the best times that I have now are sitting around talking about those times then and the difference that people made in my life and the impression they made. And including in one of those is I want to thank Bob Lloyd, because he kind of fussed at me a little bit a couple of years ago about not being here for commencement, and he was right. And it is one of the absolute best times of the service that we do for this. So thank you for that. And of course, go Falcons.
You know, I thought about the flag football team, and I saw their first match, saw several after. And then you told me they're going to the championship. I mean, that's so rewarding. That's their first step. They understand what it's like going there, so hopefully next year they'll bring the trophy home. Mm-hmm. And you did surprise me at, you know, I came to the the award ceremony for the athletes, and you got me off guard with that ball. And it is in a perfect place in my home. You know, Debbie said to me, well, Junior, he'll be able to. I said, no, he won't be kicking this one. I'll get him one, but he won't be kicking this one.
I heard you named it Wilson.
But the graduation ceremony, and I try to attend them all, well, every year anyway, at least one, and this is my 14th year, they just seem to be getting better and better. And I just want to tell the staff we appreciate what you do to get us to the stage and off the stage. And compared to other schools, and I call them kids because that's what they are, those kids were rarely on top of the ball. There was no throwing of anything. There's no shouting. There's no whatever. And they all came up, got the certificates, sat down. Of course, the families are in the balconies, and they're shouting when they come across, which is expected. I look forward to another wonderful year season with athletics. I tried to attend more. And it's always fun to be sitting here. And I appreciate you, Mr. President, and your staff for what they do. Without you guys, we probably would be up here slapping each other and going through all kind of stuff. And I know Randy would get the best of me. But it is a pleasure to sit here and get all the stuff that's going through. You have made life for us that much easier. Thank you.
Well, you really have made life easy. It would be much more dramatic and if we had a little fight here amongst the board, but I guess we'll keep it. I first want to compliment the Southeast Museum of Photography. If you're listening or you're here somewhere, thank you very much for the beautiful tour. It's a beautiful space. But what struck me is just kind of the passion that everyone has for photography and art and visual art generally. I want to congratulate Kristen and her team on an exceptional, yet again, Cork and Fork. There were a lot of people there, but it was very smooth and a lot of energy and enthusiasm for the foundation. And then, of course, commencement, kind of running theme here, is just a great enthusiasm with those students and with families. And it's just like everything was right in the world. And what a way to end the year. So congratulations to all. I know that everyone has said the same things, but you all do all the hard work. And even to see the volunteers, the faculty volunteers that come for commencement, I mean, this is a college that cares. And that's the difference. So thank you.
Well, I'm going to talk about commencement, but I'm going to compare it to my grandson's high school commencement on Saturday. It took three people to announce 300-some student names, and I don't know how many hundreds we had, but it was more. But this man does it like he's the Orlando Magic sideline basketball announcer with such emphasis. And Dr. Eric Diacchino, for all you do in making it exciting for those students as their names are being called. Also, the Museum of Photography, that was a great tour. And I'm going to repeat what Kelly just said, and that is their enthusiasm, you know, was second to none when it came to explaining everything to us. The amphitheater at the Palm Coast campus, as well as that connector road improvements that we made on the Palm Coast campus, I cannot tell you how many compliments I've already received from the performers to the people that came from out of town to the locals in Palm Coast talking about what a great job that we did with that. And also, in addition to that, David Ayers from Flagler Broadcasting already has multiple events lined up now over the next few months, and I'm sure there'll be more to follow with that. So it really provides the Palm Coast community. We don't have a big arena or anything like that, so we it really does give us something there to complement the Fitzgerald Performing Arts Center as well. And finally, but not the least, Tom, thank you for your leadership. I'm glad we were able to get through those, you know, all the back and forth with the contract discussions that we had, and you know, just No, I hope you all know I'm kidding on that. We really appreciate you. I know your team does, and likewise, I know how much you appreciate your team. And so thank you for your leadership.
I just want to echo the sentiments about the museum. It was incredible, and that passion that was oozing from everybody who was there, and, you know, especially Yulia, I think they were all just so excited to talk about the really cool things that they're doing. And it's just such an impressive space. It's not, like, impressive for Daytona State College. Like, it's impressive. And I think I'm just really proud to see that. And I believe my term is actually coming to an end this week, but I'm hopeful to get reappointed. if not, it's been so lovely serving with all of you in my long term here. And Tom, I want to thank you also for your leadership and everything you do. You guys are all amazing. And thanks to Lynn for keeping all of us in line, because she's amazing.
That's really the hardest job.
You think, it is. And I appreciate Lynn so much. And go Falcons.
I have one more thing, Mr. President.
Sure.
I'd just like to suggest, since we now have that beautiful band shell in Palm Coast, that maybe we could get Chef Costa and his crew to come up and put on some lavish cooking or something up there for the community and for folks. Or
yeah.
In concert with...
festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be great.
All right, Costa, you got it there.
All righty. With that, we will adjourn the meeting, and thanks again, everyone.
Thank you.